In 2016, there were several people who felt that God told them that Donald Trump, a billionaire businessman, would be elected president. One of them was named Mark Taylor. He lived in my area in Orlando, and he shared that prophecy with one of my friends who we're going to hear about today on the Strang Report. Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Strang. You know, it was a prophecy that sparked a prayer movement, and we're going to talk about it today. But I want to tell you, if you don't already know, that that prophecy became a book, and then it became a movie.
My job as a fireman was to react calmly. You can't afford to have feelings about it. I'll get you killed. In my work, I've seen everything. But what I saw last night scared me so much.
Until recently, nobody knew what PTSD was.
Lord, I need you to heal him.
I'm done.
How does it feel?
It's a little scary. I have very graphic dreams. Sometimes I think it's God talking to me.
Dreams are important. They can give us a window to what's going on inside.
I got this one in 2011.
The Commander-in-Chief Prophecy?
God is telling us to pray for our country, its leadership, and those in authority over us. That's what we need to do.
They're going at him tooth and claw. What if I'm wrong?
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land.
If you ever get a chance to read the Trump prophecies or see the movie, I think it's worth your time. But Mary Colbert, who's the one that started that prayer movement, is on my podcast today, and we're going to find out what God is telling her about the 2024 election. Stay tuned. Mary Colbert, I want to talk to you about the upcoming election because you were very involved in 2016 in getting Christians to pray. So let's start by you telling me what prompted you to get people to pray. I know where it went because I know you, and I know there was even a movie made about it. So just kind of bring us up to date because I want to talk about 2024.
Yes, I think it's important, and thank you, Steve, for giving me the opportunity to share this because I really believe that the body of Christ right now, we are at a very critical point. And I'm praying, my first prayer is that we will come together as one. We have got to unify together as the body of Christ. Jesus said, make them one as you and I are one. So I really want to see that happen. In order for that to occur, we all have to be on the same page. And in order to be on the same page, we have to have an understanding. And then once we have that understanding, I believe people can simply come together and unify. And I hope that's what I'm able to do. I hope I can give people some understanding. In 2016, Mark Taylor came as a patient. He had a prophecy that he felt the Holy Spirit downloaded to him in 2012.
Okay, so for people who don't know,
right,
your husband is a prominent doctor, Dr. Don Colbert.
Yes.
And Mark Taylor was a fireman, or maybe a retired.
He was retired, uh-huh.
And he came to you as a patient, which you have many, many patients.
Right.
Highly respected practice. But Mark Taylor was different,
right,
because even though he was a fireman, not a minister per se,
right,
he felt that the Lord spoke something to him.
Right. And he felt it was in 2012. And of course, it didn't happen. So he second-guessed and brought the prophecy to Don. Don said, well, Mary is really a prayer warrior, intercessor. That's kind of not my field. However, I have to tell you, my husband has become quite a prayer warrior now. He's not the same Don as he was in 2016. I'm excited about what's happened to him. But in 2016, when this happened, I read the prophecy, Steve, and God has a rhythm. And when you recognize and know his voice, when he speaks, he says, my sheep know my voice. Just like your wife calls you on the phone, you don't have to say, is this Joy? You know it's Joy. Don calls me, hey, Don, what you need? We know that rhythm. We know that sound. And when you practice prayer and listening to the Holy Spirit, you become very keen in hearing his voice. I believe that. And it comes through years of growth and studying his word and what his word says. So for me, as I read it, it was like I could hear the rhythm of the Holy Spirit throughout this whole thing. And I looked at Mark and I said, Mark, this isn't you. This is the Holy Spirit speaking. And he said, well, I believe it is. And so long story short, I took that prophecy, shared it with everybody, because I believe that this was God speaking. He wanted Donald Trump in 2016.
And I can remember early, just because I know you.
Right.
And because I'm your husband's primary publisher, and right. Your publisher, too. We'll talk about that in just a minute.
Right.
But I kind of heard about this. And then the next thing I knew, it was this big movement. It seems like it was on the telephone, maybe.
Yeah,
it was telephone. And you even had me come a couple times and pray.
And pray as a host on the prayer.
I had no idea that it would end up in a book and then a movie. Neither did I.
My whole motive behind this whole thing at this point was to unify the body of Christ. I think if people know the will of God, who love God, that they are willing to submit their thoughts, their opinions, whatever, and submit it to his thoughts and say, well, it's not my will, but thy will be done. And I really believe people who have a heart for God and who really love God will be willing to set themselves to the side and say, okay, God, not my will, but thine be done. And they will have an understanding to unify, to come together. And that's why we're doing this podcast now, Steve. Is my prayer is that after people watch this, they will have, one, an understanding, and two, a faith and belief that this is the will of God. And when they do that, they'll unify and come together. And when you don't know the will of God, and when you don't have the understanding, that's when divisions happen. In my opinion, well, I think, and you know, what we all think doesn't matter.
Well, I can remember how surprised I was because, you know, there have been political divides for years. Our country's been going in the wrong direction for years.
Yeah. Boy, we know that more now
and
than ever.
Those of us who are spiritually attuned know that we cannot depend on a politician. I don't care who it is.
Right.
We can't depend on a political party.
Right.
But we do have freedoms in this country.
Right.
We believe that God has raised up America and God has given us the right to vote.
Right.
But I was shocked when I started hearing prophecies that Donald Trump would be elected. At the time, as I recall, I was a Ted Cruz guy myself.
I know.
And Mark Taylor was not the only one. Other people, we're not really here to talk about that. I want to talk about your prayer movement.
Let's talk about now.
But what made you think that, I mean, any patient could have brought you a prophecy about anything?
Well,
what made this different?
Okay, well, like I said, there's a rhythm. God has a rhythm. And as I read the prophetic word, I could hear the rhythm of God in it. And I knew this was him speaking. It wasn't a man. And that's how I knew. Fast forward to 2020. I got phone calls from people. Are you going to do it again? You did it in 2016. I said, I did it in 2016 because I got summoned by the Holy Spirit to do it. That's why I did it. That's why it was successful. That's why it accomplished what it was set out to do. You go off and do something on your own, you know, good luck. So for me, I was waiting to hear from him, do you want me to do 2020? Because people said, are you going to do it again? So I sought the Lord, and he literally in my prayer said, no, this time it will not work. Well, it shocked me. I told Don. I said, I don't know. The Holy Spirit is saying, don't do it. This is not going to work. So 3 days before the election, November 1, in my prayer time, I host this prayer the first of every month, have been throughout the whole time. People gather on my prayer call on the first of each month to pray for our country, to pray for situations that's going on. That's what this prayer calls for, is to pray for this nation. So on the 1st of November, 2020, I'd go do prayer before prayer. I saw an open vision. God literally, I was at Daytona Beach. It was like a movie. It opened before me, and I saw Joe Biden being sworn in. It shocked me. So I go to Don. I said, Don, I've had an open vision of Joe Biden being sworn in. Don goes, don't you tell anybody that. They're going to think you're believing for that. And he goes, let me pray for you. And he goes, Satan, get off my wife in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you off her. And he's praying this off me. I rebuke this off my wife. And I'm sitting there just going, okay, yes, 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 I agree. So the next morning, Sunday morning, I get up in my prayer time with the Lord. Boom, there's that movie again. I saw it again. So I go to Don. I said, Don, this is not the devil. This is the Holy Spirit trying to tell me, Mary, brace yourself, prepare yourself. This is what's going to happen. Don said, I still don't want you telling anybody because they'll misunderstand. They'll think that that's something you're believing for. So I was like, okay. So we didn't tell anybody. But as it unfolded and as it went, and people who were speaking prophecies, I could name two very well-known people, they'll verify what I'm saying, that were saying in their videos, this is going to be overturned and we're going to reject it and turn it back. And so I called them on the phone. I called them on the phone. It was probably around toward the end of December, and these prophecies were going hot and heavy. And I called him, and a couple of them, and I said, you need to remove your YouTube saying, you need to stop this now because Joe Biden's being sworn in. They go, why are you saying this? I said, I've seen it. And I know the difference between when something's me and something's the Holy Spirit. And he let me see Joe Biden being sworn in. I said, this is not getting overturned and you need to stop because you're going to lose every bit of your credibility. Well, I know this one guy, very well known. That's exactly what he did. He goes, well, Mary, I trust you. And I go, well, I appreciate that. So he went and pulled his videos immediately and stopped saying it, you know, because he was like, whoa, okay. I kind of jumped on the bandwagon because everybody else is saying it. Now, I'll fast forward to 21. This is important. So in March of 21, and I hope President Trump can hear this, March of 2021, the Bible says you ask the Holy Spirit to give you understanding. He will give you understanding. He will not tell you everything, but he will give you understanding. And that's what I was asking for. I said, Lord, help us understand why. Why did this happen? Why did it have to happen? I know that you hold the hearts and the minds of the kings in your hand, and help me understand what's happening. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me, just as gentle, that gentle voice. He goes, Mary, Donald Trump isn't president because of what Donald Trump did. Took my breath away. I was like, what? He goes, when he gave executive exemption to the pharmaceutical companies to not have repercussions for the COVID shot and gave them carte blanche, so that shot is responsible, and many people are saying this, scientists and doctors, it's not my opinion, that shot was responsible for the death of millions of people. And the pharmaceuticals have no repercussions because of Donald Trump signing executive order. And then the Holy Spirit said, when he shut this country down for 2 weeks, he opened Pandora's box for the steel to come in. He tied my hands. And the Holy Spirit said to me, say, Mary, I want you to remember something. Whenever you do something, if you do it out of fear or you don't do something out of fear, just know I'm not with you. I am not going to have someone leading my people and my nation out of fear. He will learn his lesson. So that kind of settled it to me. Quit blaming, and I hope President Trump at some point will come and understand his own actions of what he did that opened the door for the enemy to come in. So he never does it again. So now we come into this year. Last summer, I had the Susan B. Anthony people come to me and they said, Mary, will you join us in 24 to pray for our country?
Now tell us, for those who don't know, what that is.
Susan B. Anthony is the organization that is the pro-life group who is directly responsible for the overturning of Roe versus Wade. They petition senators, congressmen to vote for pro-life. And so they are a pro-life organization, but they're primarily, not completely, but primarily Catholics. And so one of their representatives came to our office in Texas and said, Mary, we tried to do this in 2020 and it fell flat. Would you consider joining with us, me and you, let's join together in 2024, praying for our country and join us with 2024? So I explained to them, I don't do anything of this magnitude without seeking the Holy Spirit first. Is it his will? Because that's what's most important. Is this your will? Not mine, but his. So I did in June of last year. Now, Steve, this happened. This actually happened. June of last year, I'm reading in the Word in 2 Kings, and I'm reading the story of Elijah. And I'm reading the story of where Elijah, this is in June of last year, people, if you're listening, 2023, this happened. And I'm reading the account of Elijah, and he goes before the prophets of Baal, and he said, let the God of the universe answer by fire, who is the God of the universe. And they go and they do their rituals, and you know, going on and on and on. So finally, Elijah walks up and he starts mocking them. You know the story. If you don't know the story, you need to read it. And he begins mocking them, saying, oh, you need to cry louder, or maybe your God's asleep, you know, and he's laughing and mocking the prophets of Baal because nothing happens. So finally, he steps back. And then the prophet of Baal, Elijah walks up and he stops at the altar. And before he gets to the altar, he turns and tells them, pour 100 barrels of water on the altar. And Steve, as I read that, I heard, hit him with one indictment. And then the scripture says, no, pour another 100 gallons of water on the altar. And I heard the Holy Ghost say, no, hit him with two indictments. And I heard the Holy Spirit, I could hear the Holy Spirit in my ear. Hit him with three indictments. No, hit him with four indictments. Now I'm frozen because I know the voice of the Holy Spirit. And he said, Mary, this time the whole world will know I'm with him because they will witness the impossible. Steve, at that moment, I just started shouting. I thought, thank you, God. You're going to do this. This is going to be by your hand. We're going to watch these things fall one by one by one. And I believe that the body of Christ is going to unify. I know that the month of October, I know this by the Spirit in my gut, is going to be a very perilous month. It is going to be tough. October, get ready. But I want you to know whatever's going to happen, he hasn't told me anything that's going to happen, but whatever is coming, it is going to cause a rallying cry to the church like we have never had before, a unifying of the church. We've got to unify. We've got to come together. I'm going to start the prayer call on September Labor Day like I did in 2016. I have a website, marycolbert.us. The prayer call number is on there, the passcode, where people can come in and they begin joining. And I'm going to have to do a little more than that. Last time, we had about 100,000 people on the prayer call. This time, I'm going to have to do some work on how, because I know it'll be millions this time, that will want to join in and be together. Maybe churches can gather across the country with their in the morning with their parishioners and gather together without, you know, cramming the phone calls and unify together, put it over the intercom and that we can join together. But the most important thing, Steve, is we've got to unify. We've got to get on the same page with this. We know there's a scripture. It says people think that God makes every president his choice. That's not true. The Word of God says he became a king, but not by me. So for us to say, oh, God chose Biden to be president, you don't know the Word of God. You don't know the Word of God. The Word of God says a man can become king, but not by me. God said that. So not everybody who's put in position are put in position because that's who God wants. He permits it. He allows it to accomplish what it is he's wanting to do. But I believe that's happening. I think God is pulling back the corruption that's going on, the division that's in the church, the evil. But God is calling us to come together. Let's unify together for this country. It's not about Donald Trump. If people think this is about Donald Trump, they're missing the whole point. Donald Trump is a friend of Israel. God loves Israel. And the enemies of Israel are enemies of God. A friend of Israel is a friend of God. This is about what God is trying to do in the earth. And Donald Trump is a peacemaker. He doesn't want war. Neither does God want war. You got to know the Word to know God doesn't want war.
He also defends religious liberties in a way that the other party doesn't.
Never. They're wanting to take those away from us.
Exactly. And so we all know Donald Trump is imperfect. We're not here to talk
about
that.
That's not defending Donald Trump. I'm not defending him in any way. That isn't what it's about. But God has anointed him. He's got a backbone of steel for a reason. It's not for himself. It's for the enemies against God and God's people. He will have a backbone for. And folks, we can't miss it this time. We can't put our own opinions, our own choices of political affiliation. It can't be about, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, I'm an independent, I'm a libertarian. It can't be about that. It's got to be about what does God want? And I can tell you, he doesn't want war. He wants the unborn protected. He wants peace. He wants freedom. He wants you to have freedom. He wants the things that our founding fathers founded this nation for, protected. And that's what it's about. That is what it's about. And I'm praying that message comes across.
Let's go over what you just told us, because we're recording this in early June, and your calls are actually going to start in September, and you're going to follow the pattern that you did in 2016, and you felt, I heard you say, and I've heard you say before, that in 2020 you felt the Lord told you not to do it, but you feel the Lord is telling you to do it this time.
I have his permission now.
You have, that's a good way to put it, and you're getting all different people in the body of Christ, including
Catholics.
A very big group of Catholics, to pray.
Yes.
Now, I'm concerned. I see a lot of apathy among Christians. Mm-hmm. It's almost like people are timid to even speak out on what they feel, like they're going to get shot down by the other side or something like that. So I'm hoping that you will be able to rally a lot of people to take this seriously, because I believe that the Lord has given us a window of time. And so 3 months from now, maybe I'll have you back on my podcast. We'll try to get people involved. But what are you doing to ramp up this time to get millions? It needs to be several millions of people praying.
Right now, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get the word out to about what the Lord showed me in June of last year. This time you will know I'm with him as you watch these things fall. I'm hoping and praying that it will become a sign to people God is with him, that they will begin. And I've shared this story this past year with hundreds of people. I have shared that story. And every time I've shared it with anybody, they'll look at me and go, oh, I've got goosebumps. I've got goosebumps. They just went all the way through me. And I thought, I can't do that. That's the witness of the Holy Spirit. And I said, whenever I see that or I hear that, I just get excited, because I think that's the spirit man bearing witness that this time, you know, it's going to be a different unification that's coming about. And then I believe, you know, God will give us a period of time to share the gospel with people, the love of Jesus Christ. Love has got to be the fuel. In my book right here, The Prayer That Changes Everything, the way you pray and the spirit in which you pray changes everything. If in your prayer you are praying for the wrong reason, the wrong motive, manipulation, self-seeking, self-purpose, and you wonder why prayers aren't answered, duh. My book highlights the principles that the Holy Spirit has given to me that when you are seeking His face and you want Him to do something in your life, that these five principles are check marks. Are you praying? Is there anyone you haven't forgiven? Because the word says when you go pray, if there's anyone you have ought against, you better go and make it right, because He can't even hear your prayer. He can't receive it because you got hate. It's in your heart. You got to get that out. You got to get in the spirit of love. To connect with the one who is love, you've got to be full of His love. And then you connect. And then He connects with you. And then you ask what He will, and it'll be done unto you according to His will. You got to know His will.
And of course, your book is available on Amazon and other places, on our own website, which is called mycharismashop.com. And I encourage people.
It's a little book. It's not a lot to read. It's easy read. It's quick.
It's 138 pages. A revised faith starts with a revived prayer life.
Yeah.
And I've known you a long time, longer than either one of us want to admit, and you've always been a woman of prayer.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's just amazing that the
40 years, Steve.
At least.
At least 40 years.
At least 40 years. And so we're going to put up on the screen how people can get hold of you. We want people to get involved.
Good.
And whether they're involved with your prayer calls or not, sometimes with scheduling and jobs and everything else, but the point you're wanting people to get is we've got to pray. And it's not just for a politician.
No.
It's not just for an election.
Right.
We really need to pray that God changes things in our country. And it starts by God changing things in our own hearts, seeking Him. And I believe that in fact, the Bible tells us to pray for who's in office.
That's right.
So we can live quiet and
peaceful lives, yes.
And we need to remember that we even need to pray for President Biden. We're not against him as a person.
No, no. We are permitted under him in this position for a reason. And I believe everybody is seeing the reason. We all know the reason. Now, but what I'm praying for is what Jesus prayed. Make us one as you and I and the Father are one. Folks, we have got to do this. We have got to unify. We've got to become one. We've got to. And the people who don't have children don't understand this as much as those who do have children and grandchildren. I notice the difference there. If people don't have children, there's more apathy there. But if people have children and grandchildren, the passion goes deeper. Because the world we're leaving for them is going to be starkly different than the one you and I grew up in. If we don't use our voice right now in this time, you may have life real easy keeping your mouth shut. Don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to make anybody mad. You might have life real easy. That's okay. Your children won't. Because you've kept your mouth shut, your children won't. And that's how I see it. That's why I cannot be silent. I want the world I grew up in, freedom to speak, freedom to go to church, freedom to worship, freedom to share the gospel. I want my children and grandchildren to know that world, but it's slipping away, and it is slipping away, Steve.
I hope you enjoyed my interview with Mary Colbert. Be sure to read her book, Prayer That Changes Everything, available on Amazon or mycharismashop.com. And be sure to share this, post it on social media, Be sure to subscribe to the Strang Report if you don't already do it. And be sure to hit the little bell so you're notified every time I have a podcast every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's start another movement of prayer. Our nation needs prayer. This is not about praying for a political candidate. This is about praying for America. I believe that God has raised up Mary Colbert. I believe that God is raising up you. We each need to do our part. Until next time, God bless you.